The original Sun Sentinel series focused on how some violent predators slipped through DCF's fingers, were never committed to a treatment facility, and then reoffended. The paper reported almost 600 individuals escaped commitment and went on to commit another sex crime. DCF's report shows those people were among more than 30,000 released. Interim Secretary Esther Jacobo says the study shows the system is working, but could still use some more oversight.
I think there is good management that needs to take place, and there need to be some changes, which I think we're making. I think by engaging outside experts and the community stakeholders, we do a better job instead of isolating ourselves within the department. And so we're in the process of doing that. And, you know, to whatever end policies or laws need to change, we're there to help us get through that and implement those as well.
Jacobo noted offenders are just as likely to be inaccurately labeled high risk as they are low risk, and that in order to better manage the state's most dangerous predators, the state must ensure resources aren't wasted on those who don't require as much treatment. DCF has recommended a number of changes to sex offender statutes, including the creation of a board of experts that would oversee the sexually violent predator program. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.